believer, and he mentioned some what we call open-air preaching in New York, and he's not here, but Vero will remember his brother Danny was preaching one day in Brooklyn, about a block from the meeting room, and it's the summertime, of course, and as Danny's speaking, a man started walking down the street towards where we were. And he came over and said, "I got something to say." So, you know, we were taught and we started, you know, just keep preaching, because the devil's going to come and try to disrupt. And the man said, "I got something to say. You know, you got to let me use the microphone." So we pulled him to the side and we said, "You know, we can't let you speak. We don't know who you are, what you're going to say." And meanwhile, Danny's still trying to preach. And the man says, "I got something to say." He starts shouting, "I got something to say. I want to speak." And he runs into traffic in the middle of the street. And he starts shouting and saying, "These men won't let me speak because they don't want to hear my message. I got something to say." And we started praying. And we just prayed and prayed. And the Lord arrested that man right there. He stopped screaming and he walked away past Danny. And if you can see the look on Danny's face as he's trying to preach and this man's yelling in the street. But you know, the Lord got us through that afternoon. And that very same corner where we were preaching, another man came and wanted to attack another brother. He came with his dog. And he tried to snatch the microphone from the brother. But we kept preaching. And then his wife came and we prayed with them. And the man calmed down and in about 5 minutes accepted the Lord right there on that corner. That's what the Lord can do. But there will be some suffering. And I agree, it's what level of suffering is that? There are Christians who are being threatened. Their very lives are being threatened. We had a brother who was threatened that he should take his wife and children out of the country or else they will come for them and they'll kill him. And the Lord preserved him and his family. So we just want to say how blessed we are. And that these things, as Brother Brian said, these are temporal things. This is not our home. We have a home reserved for us that is not of this earth. So let us pray, and then we'll have the next session, which will be our brother Simon.